Angry lawmakers lashed out at Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan in Parliament today, saying his visit to the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant right after the initial crisis slowed down efforts to bring it under control.
What were you thinking of when you ran out of the Prime Minister's office, leaving it empty?
The nuclear crisis is a very big one, and it is the first time for all those involved to deal with this kind of crisis, including the use of this law. And I was only trying to figure out what was happening.
Low levels of plutonium have now been found in the soil around the plant, another indicator that rods may be leaking fuel. And today, workers began building sandbag dikes to try to keep radiated contaminated water from leaking into the ocean. Chris Gadomski is new energy finance analyst for Bloomberg News. Chris, it seems there's a vicious cycle here. The fuel rods leaking because they're not cooled. So workers are pouring water on them to cool them, but that's led to more contaminated water that needs to be pumped out and kept from leaking out of the impaired containers that hold the rods.
You're absolutely right. And TEPCO right now is facing a challenge between trying to keep those reactors cool and to limit the amount of contaminated water that is being generated as a result of their cooling efforts.
But in fact, we're reading some officials saying, in fact, they're going to, you know, err on the side of keeping the reactor cool. What does that mean if, you know, they keep producing this contaminated water and can't then keep it from flowing into the ocean?
Well, what they're trying to do is to fill the condensers of the reactors with water, but I understand as of early this morning that those condensers were full of water already. So they're trying to move some of the water into other storage tanks and into some of the tunnels that connect the various reactors. But if the water levels rise, you could foresee a situation where water that has been contaminated would leak out to the sea.
Yeah. Well, and there are reports that cesium, the more long-lasting component of the radiation, is now being detected in seawater. But talk to us about the plutonium that's been found in the soil. What should the concerns be about that plutonium?
Plutonium is coming from reactor number 3 that used mixed oxide fuel, which is a mixture of low enriched uranium and plutonium. And the reason they use plutonium is because it comes from the reprocessing of fuel. In the reactor number 3, there was a very, very small percentage of mixed oxide fuels. 6% was mixed oxide fuel, including plutonium.
Right.
And also in the process of nuclear fission, the 238, the depleted uranium, 238 becomes plutonium. So in every single reactor, you do have the generation of plutonium. And so the plutonium is in all reactors, and now as a result of it being exposed to the air or overheated, we do have some release into the atmosphere and into the surrounding areas.
And officials are saying it's not at high enough a level in the soil to have concerns about human health, but what are the concerns?
The most important thing is to maintain distance from the source of the plutonium. The threat of plutonium is either inhaling it or ingesting it, and that's when people will get sick.
Well, we should mention the radioactive iodine that the plant also has been leaking. It's made its way into vegetables, raw milk, tap water, as far away as Tokyo. Iodine has less cause for concern because it has a shorter life, but still, there is concern that it's gotten into food. Residents within 12 miles of the plant have been ordered to evacuate. We've been told, Chris, since day one, that this could take weeks to get under control. But could you just tell us, from your vantage point, where do you think we are in the story of the Fukushima power plant?
Well, the story is that it's a race between keeping the reactor cool by keeping water over there and restoring all the backup systems so we can restore normal cooling to that. If we succeed in restoring normal cooling, then we have an opportunity to solve the problem in the best way possible. If we are unable to keep the reactors cool through the injection of water, fresh water now, then the situation will deteriorate. And TEPCO authorities are doing the best they possibly can in a very difficult situation for doing that. But we're not out of the woods on this. I was hoping that this issue would have been resolved already.
Right. Well, so not out of the woods. And so, you know, outcomes could be full meltdown or, as you said, not. The prime minister admitted today that safety standards weren't enough in Japan. An AP investigation found that TEPCO, again, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, had ignored science that found that a tsunami and large earthquake were likely. Have we heard from the head of TEPCO?
Well, I understand that the head of TEPCO was missing in action for the last few weeks, and I was surprised to hear that, because there's not some very, very aggressive leadership on the scene to go ahead and take some very quick actions to solve this problem.
Chris Gadomski, new energy finance analyst for Bloomberg News, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Robin.